Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Donald Trump's re-election effort in 2024 is starting to be planned very rudimentarily to take shape. His campaign manager, Brad Parscale was his campaign manager. He has now publicly suggested the theme for Donald Trump's re-election 2024. And that theme is that he thinks Donald Trump should run as the, quote, impeachment MAGA martyr. The impeachment MAGA martyr. In other words, double down, take ownership. I was impeached twice by these people. I'm a martyr and MAGA, all three. Now, anybody looking at this, looking at the insurrection, looking at the betrayal to the commie Ruskies, looking at the butchering of the pandemic response, there was no pandemic response. He made fun of it, said it would go away. Said it would go away like magic, laughed at people who wore masks, divided the country racially, nothing but protests and attacks. Anybody looking at this thing objectively wouldn't vote for him in a million years. But the problem is that the Republican Party is a subset of the electorate. And the problem is well over two-thirds of the people in the Republican universe believe that this election was fraudulent and that Biden did not win it fairly. Now, that's false. He won by 7 million votes, 306 electoral votes certified by every state in the union with their secretaries of states and governors, the majority of them Republicans, more than 60 courts. But when you have anywhere, some of the figures are 60 to 70% of Republicans think it wasn't on the up and up. And they're the ones voting in the Republican primary. Who's going to beat Trump in the primary? Is Jeb Bush going to beat him? I don't think so. You know, is Ted Cruz going to beat him? I don't think so. I don't want Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is truly bad news. Is Mitt Romney going to beat him? I'd like to think so, but I don't know. Is Liz Cheney going to beat him? I don't know. How about Ben Sasse of Nebraska? I don't know. But the point is, we could be saddled with Trump as the nominee in 2024. And at that point, I think that Biden easily wins, but there's many a slip twixt the cup and the lip. So be very careful and stay tuned. This is not just idle talk. Now, a lot of things can happen. 4 years is a long time. Trump will be 78 years old. Who knows physically, medically what happens? Who knows legally what happens? One of the benefits to convicting him, if 17 Republicans were to join the Democrats, is that you could then vote to bar him from running for office again. You could try it under the 14th Amendment, because that prohibited people who were involved in an insurrection from running for, again. That was directed at Confederates, Confederate politicians, and generals and senior officers, but you could do that. There'd be a fight over that, but you can't discount the possibility. So that's where you have the theme, Brad Parscale. He should run as the impeached MAGA martyr. Impeach MAGA martyr. Well, I don't want the impeach MAGA martyr running for anything. I want him in jail. The other possibility is that the prosecutors in Manhattan and in Washington, D.C., and in Atlanta, Georgia, are looking at him. And the ones in New York, in Manhattan, are looking at him for money laundering and tax fraud. And those are crimes that aren't political. They can't reasonably be looked at as somehow directed towards him personally, unfairly. Anybody who commits tax fraud and money laundering on the lines that he did would be prosecuted. And they're very good prosecutors. They have good forensic accountants. So that, to me, is one way to stop this. Another way to stop it is the Atlanta prosecutor could prosecute because of the extortion call to Brad Raffensperger, where Trump said, find me 1,180 more votes, 11,000, I should say, 880 more votes. Another one is U.S. Attorney, Washington, D.C., indicts him for stimulating that insurrection. So I don't know. Stand by. We have 4 years. You're going to see more of them. Fortunately, he's barred from Twitter. Fortunately, he's been barred from YouTube. And so you're not going to be able to see him up to his old tricks as often. However, the networks and the cable people seem to love covering his rallies. So if he starts having rallies, don't give him free TV. Report on it if he says something unusual, but please don't give him free TV. It's not in the public interest. It's not newsworthy other than to foment more insurrection. You know, there's a poll. 56% of people in the United States. Now, it's Democrats and Republicans. It's overwhelmingly Democratic, but a number of Republicans believe that Trump should be criminally convicted and barred from office, barred from running again. 56%. 56%. Now you might say, okay, well, then he won't go anywhere in 2024. Well, that's not right, because he has to get nominated first, and that subset, two-thirds or more, think that he got cheated this time. Who knows what they'll do? I'm not satisfied they're going to vote for Romney or Sass or Liz Cheney against him. And once he surfaces as one of two options, Biden wins. I believe Biden wins. If Biden doesn't run again, what then? I don't know. Keep an eye on this. It's very, very important. This is a great one. I mean, talk about trying to turn the obvious against itself. Randy Paul, Typhoid Randy, the guy that won't wear a mask on the floor of the Senate, the obstructionist, the guy from Kentucky, came out yesterday and said that there should be an impeachment of Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer should be impeached. In other words, he opposes the impeachment conviction of Donald Trump. So why not just pick the most prominent Democrat in the Senate, which happens to be Chuck Schumer, the majority leader, say he should be impeached? Well, first of all, you don't impeach a senator. You recall a senator, and good luck with that. Good luck with going to New York and trying to recall Chuck Schumer. I've met Chuck Schumer. I've met him at a reception. He's a very sly old dog. He really knows what he's doing. He's a very good majority leader, good leader of the Democratic Party. He ain't going anywhere in New York that he doesn't want to go. And to have a guy from Kentucky just say, "Ah, well, let's impeach him." No, I don't think so. No procedure for that. But it's the kind of arrogance. You have Trump, who eggs on an insurrection, and an officer gets murdered and others get badly injured. And Randy Paul goes, "Well, you know, that's okay. Let's go after Chuck Schumer." It's just the height of arrogance, and it's typical of this Republican Party. Well, you know, there's one other thing. The Rittenhouse prosecutor in Kenosha, remember Kyle Rittenhouse, shot two people, killed them, and disappeared. They won't tell where he is. And his bail, you know, his bond, $2 million that right-wing supporters raised, the prosecutor down there is now going, "We want $200,000 more, and we want him disclosed where he is." They can do it under seal. They can do it in confidence to the judge. But if they don't do that, put him back in jail. And I agree with that 100%. You don't get to special treatment. You kill a couple of guys just because you have a bunch of right-wing supporters, you're a right-wing celebrity. You go, "Oh, I'm not going to tell you where I am," and that's it. No, that's not the law. The law is you must keep the prosecutor and the judge informed at all times, and he has not done that. So, frankly, they round him up, give him 48 hours. And if he doesn't do it, round him up, ship him back to jail. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. It's got to be rock and roll music if you want to dance with me. If you want to dance with me.